Yesterday evening, in a North Minneapolis neighborhood, the police were trying to serve a search warrant, and a pit bull was unleashed on the officers. One shot at the dog, missed, and the bullet ricocheted and hit a child in the arm. He wasn't seriously injured. Later, a large crowd gathered, shouted at police and journalists, smashed windows, set a car on fire. This summer, tensions between African Americans and police have been running high in the neighborhood. Last night, the streets quieted around midnight. The role of the pit bull in this incident caught our attention. We turned to Eric Sakish, director of the West Coast Regional Office of the Humane Society of the United States. He says pit bulls in the inner city are becoming increasingly popular and a dangerous phenomenon.
I would say over the past 10 to 15 years, we've seen a steady increase in the popularity of pit bulls, especially in inner city settings. And unfortunately, particularly among people who are involved with the breed for illicit purposes.
You mean
street fighting?
Fighting.
There is a status sort of effect that goes along with this dog, especially in crime-plagued inner city settings. It tends to be the dog of choice among gang-affiliated characters.
Well, are these dogs that belong to people who have them for purposes that are less than benign raised appropriately, in your judgment?
No, in any case where dogs are being raised primarily with the purpose of being used for as a fighting dog, they're not being raised in a way that's appropriate. In fact, in some states, the simple possession of the dog with the intent to fight it is a crime in and of itself.
Who is buying these dogs in the inner cities? You mentioned that they're often affiliated with gang members. Do these purchases cut across lines of race?
Oh, absolutely. I mean, no particular race or ethnic group has the edge when it comes to getting a dog like this. It's usually done as a means of compensating or finding acceptance among a peer group. One gang member who was arrested out here a few years ago summed it up pretty well. He said that if he was walking down the street carrying a 9mm, meaning a handgun, people would get out of his way, but the police would be on him very quickly. He said essentially that he got the same effect by walking his dog down the street. People got out of his way, but nobody bothered to call the police. That's frequently wherein the problem starts, is the dogs are gotten out as a status symbol because of peer pressure, sometimes because dog fighting itself is being glamorized to some degree by gangsta-type rappers who are involved in that activity.
So they're actually talked about in rap songs.
Exactly. There have been some recent releases on CDs and videos that actually glamorize dog fighting. And there have been a few sports figures who are well known who have been arrested and charged with dog fighting activity. People, especially youngsters in inner city settings who are looking to make a reputation, a statement about who they are, gravitate toward types of dogs they see these supposed role models touting.
These dogs have terribly fierce reputations. Are they inherently aggressive, or can they be raised to be more tractable?
Of course, every dog is an individual, and genetics, what the dog was originally bred for, does play into that. And certainly anybody who owns one of these dogs who wants to be a responsible pet owner always needs to be aware of the fact that somewhere in that dog's genetic makeup is an early history of pit fighting.
Can a pit bull be a good dog? Can it be the family pet?
Oh, absolutely. My brother has a pit bull. The dog is a real sweetheart, gets along well with other dogs that are not pit bulls in the family. One of the district attorneys that I work with regularly out here has two pit bulls, and they get along marvelously together. But all that has to do with properly socializing the animal.
Eric Sakish, thank you very much for talking with us.
Great. Nice talking with you.
Eric Sakish is the director of the West Coast Regional Office of the Humane Society of the United States, and he joined us from Sacramento.